I'm sitting here uneasily in my mother's easy chair, staring up at the ceiling fan, trying to keep the tears balanced within my eyes. My stepfather's sitting across from me, my mother's cat on his lap, purring so loudly I can feel the vibrations in my ankles from across the room. 2 hours after the funeral, after all the I'm so sorry's, all the poor Devin, an only child, a motherless child. 5 minutes after they've all left the house to go back to their normal lives. Nothing but the silence of her absence filling the void between us. He turns to me and says, "How long do you think would be an appropriate mourning period before I start seeking another mate?" I escape to the master bathroom, Mom's side of the medicine cabinet. A plethora of pain pills all lined up in a row. Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, Vicodin. I pocket 20 of each one, pop 2 Xanax, and run. The drive back to the city takes a cool 4 hours in the rain. Mom's easy chair strapped to the rental car's roof. Crumbs of weed in my one hitter get me back to the apartment in one piece. The window by the bed's cracked open. The sound of rain against the pavement, dampening the city's noise, creating a false sense of stillness. Jess drops her attaché on the floor. Her skirt shimmies down over her hips. Her blouse falls off her narrow shoulders. It's been a month and 4 days since I last saw her. She feels thinner. No, firmer somehow. She lays me back on the bed, starts taking off my clothes. A flash of light, a roll of thunder. My heart starts racing, my head starts buzzing. A gentle breeze blows the thin metal blinds up in a waft. They tap against the window, and I turn my head, watching the tiny beads of rain seeping in through the dusty screen, dangling off the sill's ledge, holding on as long as they can before eventually letting go, pooling back together on the floor below. I want the feathery grays of Jess's hair across my thighs to stir me. I want the soft, moist heat of a mouth to melt my limbs. The firm pressure of her hand thrusting against me to rock me back into my body. I want nothing more than to feel her inside, to let myself be here with her. But I can't. So I reach down and cradle the back of her head, guide her face up from between my legs.
"I'm sorry, Jess."
She looks up at me. Another flash of light. Another roll of thunder. Her eyes close. She sighs. Then she crawls up beside me, buries her face in the pillow. I just lay there, staring up at the ceiling, listening to the rain, the thunder. Another breeze lifts the blinds. Her head lifts up from the pillow, eyes red, swollen.
"If you need something more than what we have here, then just say it. Because you're never here with me. You're always someplace else."
More lightning, more thunder, And now she's straddling me, her face hovering inches above mine, tears leaping out of her eyes, crashing down onto my face.
What the fuck do you need?
The rain, her tears, everything around me falling. My insides tremble. My hands start shaking. I need to reach over and grab the alarm clock from the nightstand and throw it across the room. I need time to stop, to rewind. I need to reset, reboot. I need my mother back alive. I need a father who understands me. And I need to know what it's like to truly connect with another human being. Just once in my fucking life.
I push her off me and reach for my wand hitter, grab my orange mini Bic, and take two quick hits.
Look, I know we've been through this a million times. If you want to leave, then just do us both a favor and go, okay? I get it. I'm damaged goods. Why does everything always have to be about me leaving you? I love you. I'm not going anywhere.
She tries to put her arm around me, but I shrug her off, grab the towel from the back of the door, start mopping the floor. She reaches for a box of Marlboro Lights, holds the lid back and stares down at the lone remaining cigarette.
It's just, I don't know how to deal with you, with this, anymore.
More thunder, more rain, more weed. I toss our clothes in the hamper and slip into my robe.
I need some more time to get my head back on straight. You've been saying that since we moved in together. And nothing has changed. Nothing's changed. My entire fucking life just turned upside down. And you played the Lone Ranger the entire time. You completely shut me out from everything with your mom. You never let me in. You never let anyone in. It's no wonder you feel so alone all the time, Devin. The only thing you're ever intimate with is your fucking diary.
She lights her last cigarette, takes a long drag. The smoke's pulling toward the open window, escaping out into the rain.
Look, I know things are rough for you right now. And I'm sorry if having sex with me adds more stress to your life. But I'm your girlfriend. I have needs, and I can't ignore them anymore. Something has to change.
She's staring down at her empty cigarette box, flipping the lid open, then closed. Open. Closed.
I think we should reconsider opening up our relationship.
I stare out the window, the lightning flickering off in the distance, like the filament of a light bulb in its last moment before sputtering out. Jess and I, we've been here before. And I was always too afraid to take the leap. But things are different now. My life just fell apart. And she's the only thing I got left to grab onto. I close the window, crawl back into bed.
All right, so what are the rules here? We should have a set of rules for this.
Don't ask, don't tell. And safe sex. We'll figure out the rest when we need to.
I pull the comforter up over us, take her hand and wrap my arm around her. Holding on to her, I let go of everything. The fallen raindrops, my mother's absence, my father's callousness, her tears, my fears. I close my eyes, and it all disappears.